April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey, hello. Is the Go Birds Podcast presented by Parks Sportsbook and Casino yet again. Elliot Shore, Parks, James Seltzer coming your way, picking some games as we'll go through all the games on the slate this week. Elliot, I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure I had a dominant week last week.
You know, the last pod was obviously the post-game 49ers pod. It was a feel-good pod for sure, right?
What a beautiful
exciting
game.
Exciting win. Finally saw a good football game. The mood for this one's going to be a little different for me. You know, the last week did not go well from a gambling perspective with my lines. At one point when I was doing the tally, I got seven in a row wrong. So it was not pretty, but look, I will give you congratulations. I beat you the first 2 weeks. You've now beaten me the last two. Unfortunately, I went 6-9 last week and you went 11-4. So you really picked up some steam on this little bet. So
overall
right now I have you at 38-25 and I'm 34-29. So my commanding one game lead has really shrunk considerably.
To me having a commanding one game lead now.
Well, you're up four games now. So.
Oh, so I'm 35-25. What was your ranking?
34-29.
Oh, so I got a 4-game lead now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you just making me repeat it to rub it in, or did you?
Oh, I heard you wrong the first time. Let's go.
Well, the saltiest part about it is, so on Sunday, me and you were texting, and I'm like, man, I'm doing really well. Like, I'm looking, and I'm like, wow, I got Jacksonville, I got Chicago, I had Cleveland. And I was like, nope, I'm just looking at the lines I had written down, not my picks.
I remember that.
So the feeling of going from thinking I got like four of the toughest games of the day wrong, I mean right to wrong, it was a humbling blow.
Well, the funny thing is too, and I swear to God with this, I'm in four fantasy leagues. I actually bet on these games with the Park Sportsbook Casino app, which we will tell you more about. But you know, if you listen to these pods, that we love to use it. It's intuitive. It's smart. It's fun. It's easy to use. I actually bet on games. So I actually have my real money on these games, the outcomes of these games. And I care way, way, way more about beating you in these picks. I don't care if I lose money, if I pick the wrong games to bet on. As long as I beat you, it's all good.
Well, James, I mean, look, I will say after last week, I hope nobody used their money to bet off of my picks. I had a very rough week. But here's the thing. I'm confident moving forward, right? I mean, I had two very good weeks to start the season. I've dipped slightly, but it's time for the rebound. I think there's some games this week I really like. I think the Eagles line's a little more manageable too. I'll say that. So I'm feeling good about this week's picks.
I love it. All right, let's dive in. And by the way, we will eventually decide what our bet will be for. We've kind of pushed it down the road. If anyone wants to get in with a late entry, we have agreed to a bet. So it is happening. It's a question of what we're betting. And we've had some very good suggestions. We're still taking them. We're still figuring out. We'll come up with something. We're going to bet something here.
The question is,
will be embarrassed when they lose. That is the point.
As my record dips, though, my willingness of what I'm taking.
I've been losing until now. Now that I'm winning, I see where it comes from. I see who it is.
Exactly.
All right, let's dive in. We got a bunch to get to. For those who don't know, there are our first bye weeks of the season, or I guess our first of scheduled bye weeks, I should say. Green Bay and Detroit are on bye, plus kind of non-bye type stuff. We always pick our Eagles game on our preview pod, so that'll be out tomorrow with our Eagles pick. But there are also two other games as of right now as we're recording this that you cannot bet on because we don't know if they're going to happen. The Buffalo at Tennessee game, no line on it because, again, the whole Tennessee disaster, we don't know what's going to happen. And then Stephen Gilmore tested positive this morning, so the Denver-New England game is also not on the board as of right now. So those two games we will not be picking lines because there are no lines. Let's do this, Elliot. If in an alternate timeline where there are no issues like this, what would you make the line for Buffalo at Tennessee?
So Buffalo at Tennessee, right?
Yes.
In Tennessee. Bills minus 2.
Yeah, I think like a pick 'em, Bills minus 1, somewhere in that range. I agree with you.
I don't think they get the full 3 because then you're saying they're 6 points better. Yeah. Now, you will have to take into an account, actually, for this line that the Titans haven't practiced and what.
Well, yeah, that would be not part of this alternate timeline.
Right.
I would take Buffalo in this game if it does happen and if there is a line on it. Whatever the line is, I'm taking Buffalo. But obviously,
but
not.
Buffalo might be the 2017 Eagles.
They're
just
good, man.
There's
something there.
I was wrong
Josh
about
Allen.
Them.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Allen's got a little bit of that like Carson Wentz leap in 2017 type of thing. It feels like too. They're a good team, man. They're well coached. Turns out Sean McDermott's a good coach. All right,
very small quarterback tangent. Super quick. Watching Josh Allen and reminding you of Carson in 2017 really just hammers home that when it comes to quarterbacks, it's just the best ones are the ones that stay healthy. And, you know, like, obviously talent and all that, but just when you look at Carson.
And I think system and coaching and putting people in the right spot and having – I mean, look, Josh Allen's busting out. They go get him Stephon Diggs, you know, John Brown. They got, like, weapons there, too. I think all of it matters.
For sure. It all matters, but it really just highlights, like, what Carson was on in 2017, and it's just such a shame to think he tore his ACL.
I know.
And just, you know, who knows what would have happened, you know. So, anyway. Sorry to get depressing for a second.
Way to go. Thanks, E. Thanks.
No problem.
We're talking about these other games, man. Come on.
Now you can feel sad, too, after my debacle of the last week.
Well, I do. All right. And as far as it goes, Denver at New England, let's say it was I guess with Cam not playing, potentially, who knows what that line would be. I guess with no Cam, I'd probably still make it like New England -2, -3, but I wouldn't feel good about it.
3 or 4.
Yeah. With Cam, I think it's a, you know, -7.5, -8 type of line.
Yeah,
so.
Agreed.
All right, let's dive into the games that, as of right now, and obviously it's all fluid and stuff, but we think are going to happen, and there are lines on, and we can bet on. You can bet on right now with the Parks Sportsbook app. Let's dive in. Elliot, let's start with our Thursday nighter. Yeah, buddy. Tom Brady.
Here it is.
Versus Nick Foles. Let's go. The Chicago Bears hosting Tampa Bay. Chicago is a 3.5-point home underdog. Didn't they watch Super Bowl 52, Elliot? Lead us off. Which way are you going on this one?
All right. So first of all, the Nick Foles performance, very disappointing last week.
Yes.
Right? I was all in, ready for the Nick Foles hype train to get going. Just an abysmal performance. I mean, they're just a bad football team on offense. So on the flip side, the Tampa Bay pick, which everyone kind of jumped off on week one, they look as good as ever. I think I saw one, I think it was DVOA, had them as the best team in the league. Maybe it was
Correct.
Pro Football Focus, but
it's DVOA.
Yeah, DVOA. DVOA had them as the best team in the league. So they're red hot. I do think this is like big game Nick Foles territory, but I also think this is Tampa Bay in prime time comes and just lays absolute smackdown. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay with the points.
Yeah, it breaks my soul to do this. I think Tampa Bay is just a better football team than Chicago. Yep. I think they're just better. They score points. I don't see Chicago keeping up with them, even with no Chris Godwin out there, even, you know, banged up. I don't know if Leonard Fournette will be out there. I can't take Chicago here. I think Chicago is the ultimate fluke 3-0 team, or not a real 3-0 team of all the undefeated teams. I think they take the loss here. It kills my soul. I mean, we should just be betting on Nick over Tom no matter what. Yeah. But I'm with you on this one. I think it's the right call. All right, let's move on to the Sunday games. And this first one, I feel like I've been justified about Arizona. I did not like them as much as you coming into the season. They're not a good football team. They're not anyone to be afraid of. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. But they're heading in to take on the Jets with Joe freaking Flacco. And they're only a 7-point favorite on the road in New York. I'm torn on this one because I think Arizona is getting too much credit in general from Vegas, from all that type of stuff. But it's Adam Gase. It's Joe Flacco. I'm laying the 7 points. I don't feel great about it, but I'll take Arizona.
So, again, the rule is I wouldn't bet on the Jets all year. So I'm in a tough spot. And I will say last week I was wrong. I thought that the Jets would end up covering, even though I did pick Denver, thankfully, against my rule saved me on that one. Yeah, but here's my thing with this game. So I agree Arizona's not as good as we thought. I think ultimately what we overreacted to was coaching still really matters in this league, and they do not have good coaches. Like, flat out. You see them get out-coached, right? You saw that against Carolina. So with this game, I mean, the Jets will have a good coaching staff, but cross-country trip, right? That always factors into my betting, as we know. And 7 points, it's just too many points for this team to be getting. It's just too many points. So I'm unfortunately not going to be able to break my bet here. So I will take the Jets. But, I mean, I will take the Cardinals. But I believe in my heart that this is a close to a 7-point game.
Yeah, look, again, the thing you said there, I totally agree with the idea. Arizona should not be favored by 7 over anyone on the road. But it's the Jets, so yep. I got to go with it with Joe Flacco, no less. All right, I feel better than you do about that pick. All right, so we're 2-for-2 so far. Let's see if it changes here.
Well, I got to just follow your lead now that you're 10-6 last week.
Hey, well, I'm in front now, 11-4, Elliot. I'm in front now. So if you want to pick every game I do, that's fine with me. I'll just ride this out to the end. I'm cool with that.
Well, I feel really good about this next one, so we'll see.
I do too. This is actually, and again, I always say this, that, you know, whether it's, the first 2 weeks I was so, I was over 500, but not great. Last couple weeks I've been in a good spot, but the whole season long, the games that I felt the strongest about, for the most part, I've been pretty good on. I feel very strongly about this one. Let's see if we agree. Elliot, Carolina heading in to take in Atlanta. Atlanta's a 2-point home favorite.
So this is my favorite bet of the week. I think this is the Falcons easy. I think they're going to score a lot of points at home. I don't think Carolina can score a lot of points. I don't believe that Carolina, like, they might be competitive, but I don't believe we're looking at like an 8-8 team. I do think they're going to fall off. And Atlanta scores points, like, flat out. So 2 points for me. They're basically telling you that they think Carolina is better than Atlanta because they're not getting the home 3. And I disagree with that. I think Atlanta is better than Carolina. So I feel strongly about it. I'm taking Atlanta -2.
Oh, buddy.
Here we go.
I feel strongly too. I feel strongly that Carolina is flat out a better football team than Atlanta. Mm. I don't know if it's very close. I think Dan Quinn is fired on Monday. And if he's not, it's hard to believe. I think they're 0-5. I think they're one of the worst teams in football this year. And I think Carolina, and this is funny because I went 11-4 last week while picking against Carolina. And in the moment saying this is a mistake, I should be taking Carolina, but I can't do it here. I'm not making the same mistake again. Carolina is a better football team and they're getting points. I love Carolina this week, and it might be my favorite bet on the board.
This will be the one we'll be texting about.
Will be a good one. I'm really excited.
This is 1 o'clock, right? So is this during Eagles? O'clocker. This is during Eagles.
One o'clocker. So I'm pretty excited about this one. This should be fun. All right, let's move on. This is a tough one for me. I'm not going to lie to you because I've kind of been riding the Baltimore covering big spread so far this season. This is one where I took them last week. I said they were going to win their first game of the year. They did.
They did, yep.
Cincinnati's frisky. They're going into Baltimore. They're a 13.5-point underdog. Baltimore is definitely winning this game. but that is way too many points against my boy Joey B. Give me the Bengals. I've won 2 weeks in a row taking the Bengals. I feel good about sticking with them. Go Bengals.
So I actually agree with you on this. Now, I do think Baltimore, like I said last week, Baltimore is a team that's going to beat up on bad teams and struggle against good ones. I don't know if the Bengals are a bad team. Like, they're not a playoff team, but I don't think they're a bad team. We saw in Philadelphia, they certainly fight hard. I think they're competent. And when you have a, dare I say, top 15 quarterback, top 12. When you have a quarterback of that magnitude, like, you're not going to lose many games by two touchdowns. So I agree. I think Baltimore does win the game. But if you told me this was like a 7-point, 3-point type game and everyone's talking about the Bengals turning it around, I'd agree with you. 13.5, the largest spread of the weekend. I don't think that's, I guess I understand why it's that big, but I think it's too big. So I'm going to take the Bengals as well.
Totally with you. It's just too big. I agree. I think Cincinnati is not horrible. Like, they're not good, but they're like a, you know, and obviously they have a tie, so it, you know, screws me up. But I think they're like a 6-10, 7-9 type of football team.
How many teams with a good quarterback are terrible?
It's a great point. Not that many. I mean, Atlanta, when we just talked about, but yeah, not many. True. I agree. That's a good point. I like Cincinnati this weekend.
It's a lot of points.
Watch them win by 40. All right. All right. This next one's maybe the strangest line, and maybe it's just the you fire your coach, you get a bump type of line or something like losing Bill O'Brien makes things better, which it could. Certainly the stories coming out of there today, the classic, oh, now that he's gone, let's crap all over him. And I am here for every second of it, Elliot. But somehow, some way, the 0-4 Houston Texans hosting Jacksonville, who we know not a good team, but, you know, has at least been competitive in their games this season. Somehow, Houston is a 6-point home favorite in this one. Elliot, are they crazy?
This is a tough one because this does have classic, like, everyone's talking about what a terrible coach Bill O'Brien is afterwards. The players talk about, you know, how they were.
Now that he's finally gone, we felt like we could be ourselves out there and they win by 40. Totally.
And I also think that while Houston is 0-4, they have had a very tough schedule. Like they have played.
Probably the toughest. Yeah.
And they've played and lost to good teams. My only hesitation is I do not think Romeo Crennel is a good head coach. So that would be my concern. But I'm going to say Houston, and I will take the -6. I'm done betting on Jacksonville. Jacksonville is not very good. And I think Houston just played tough competition. So in Houston, -6, I think they win by more than a touchdown.
Yeah. So I think that everything you said is right. I think the reasoning is there. I think they're absolutely better than a 0-4 team. I think losing Bill O'Brien will help. I think it'll give them some juice on Sunday. They want to go out and play hard for Romeo. I can't lay 6 points with Houston. I can't do it. They are 0-4, and they are a train wreck right now. They fired their coach. Too much turmoil there. Romeo Crennel is like as ultimate interim guy as you could possibly get.
I know. That's my concern.
Yeah. I think Houston wins. I think they turn into a 1-4 team. I just think it's a close game. Jacksonville's played close games. You know, they've not been blown out yet, which is shocking, but Jacksonville has played tough. And, you know, they beat Indy week one, who looks like a pretty damn good team. They took Houston to the end, lost by 3. Like, I think they lose, but I think they keep it close. I think this is a close football game. I will take the points where I can get them. But again, I do think, like, if we look up and it's 24-3 late in the third quarter on Sunday, I won't be shocked at all. And I'll be like, yeah, Elliot was right. I should have gone that way. But yeah, I can't bring myself to do it.
I do see your logic, and this is one where you just take the points. I can see that logic. But something's telling me Texans.
I think you're probably right. All right,
now keep in mind I'm ice cold, so you should feel confident.
True. Well, except on your Parks pick, right? I mean, you've been pretty damn good
we'll
there.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Oh, I know. Don't worry, because I'm coming to you for one. So be ready. Right. Make sure you have a Parks pick for me, because we're going to talk about something in a sec where I'm going to need it. But first, one more game before we get that. Another kind of strange line. More so a strange team. Look, the Rams look like a great team. I was really in on them. I felt good after they beat the Eagles. First couple weeks of the season, they beat Dallas. Then they go to Buffalo and they lose, but they fought back, play a tough game. And then they just barely squeaked by the Giants last week. Left me questioning, who is this team? What are they? Only a 7.5-point road favorite in Washington against Kyle Allen. Now in for Dwayne Haskins. I'll start us off. Even though I don't know what to make of the Rams and they barely squeaked by the Giants, I think they took them lightly. I think after a poor performance against the Giants, even though they win, I think they bring it in Washington. I think Kyle Allen stinks.
Yep.
I'm going to lay this out. I don't feel amazing about this one. This is not one I'm going to put my own money on, but I'm going to take the Rams and lay the 7.5.
I do think it's interesting that they made Dwayne Haskins the third string quarterback.
Yeah.
Like that. Well, that's pretty.
Well, the question is, if Alex Smith is healthy enough to be the backup, why don't you just roll with Alex Smith? I mean, I know Kyle Allen knows their system and was in Carolina last year with Ron Rivera, but Kyle Allen's bad. I think we all know that. Like, take a shot with Alex Smith, right?
I agree. I also say, I mean, Sean McVay going back to Washington, I don't know if he's been back there. Has he been back there since he was the coach there? So it might be.
I don't know. That's a good question. A
little bit of that going on. 7.5 actually doesn't feel like that much to me, honestly. I don't think Washington is very good. I think when you bench your quarterback, that's obviously a sign of things aren't going so hot. And the Rams, I think your point about that is going, like, they were close against the Giants, but I think that's maybe a bit of a wake-up call for them. So I will also take the Rams in this one.
Ooh, all right, I love it. I feel very good about that. All right, before we get to the second half of the slate of the games, we just mentioned it, and we've mentioned this whole podcast, and again, we always mention it because it is awesome, and you need to download the Parx Sportsbook Casino app. You can download it in the App Store, anywhere you find your apps, and go in, download the app. You can get every single line we're talking about. We love our home team, the home field advantage when it comes to sports betting with our app of choice, and that's our team at Parx Casino and Sportsbook. And they're right here in the Delaware Valley, right here in Bucks County, and that means that your action, your money are safe and secure on their easy-to-use Parx Casino Sports Betting app, the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in the whole state of Pennsylvania. The Parx Casino Sportsbook app, bet with the best. Elliot Shore Parx has been white hot with his Parx picks. It just astoundingly hot. Elliot, for the people who now will go download this app and use it, you got a pick for us?
Yeah, so I want some advice from you before I give you my pick. Ooh, so I like this. Here's what happened. I was 8-2, I believe, in my last 10 Parx picks. I was rolling hot, right? Then I take the Heat in game one, got that one, big fat L on that one. Mm-hmm. And then I have a rough week of picks in this competition. I'm gun shy right now.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid to tweet out a Parx pick.
Oh, no.
I feel like I've let the people down. I feel like I did bad on my picks. So I'm looking at game five here, Heat Lakers, right? Miami, Los Angeles. I feel like Miami gave their last big push in that game four, right?
I agree. Like
I watched it. I thought they outplayed the Lakers for Los Angeles for long stretches, but I'm going to say Los Angeles -7 for game five. I think this is just, they shut it out. I think the Heat have given their best shot. So I am gun shy. This is a big confidence booster for me. This would go a long way in me getting back feeling good about myself. But I'm going Los Angeles -7 for game five.
Guess what? I love it.
All right, there we go.
So I think it's a great pick. I think you see this so many times in sports, in these types of seven game series where a team will give everything they have with that last push. And then when the other team is just better and is just able to be better in that moment and hold that push back, it usually leads to a clincher game where the other team just kind of rolls all over them. I love this pick. I wouldn't be shocked at all. Look, Miami's going to fight because of who they are and because Jimmy Butler's their best player, and that's how they're built. But I ultimately think that as this game pulls away towards the end and the Lakers are, a quarter away from a championship, I really think they pull away. I really like that bet. I support it. You can make that bet right now. So download the Parx Sportsbook app. It is, again, you can get this bet right now. I would place it immediately, and you can sign up now, and we have a deal for you. Here's the deal. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. You can download the app or go to download the app and go to parxcasino.com/PA. That's P-A-R-X casino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. Of course, you must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Elliot, back to football. Let's see if you can turn it around there as well. I think you just turned it around with the Parks pick.
Appreciate it.
I'm hoping you do less good here. All right, let's go a few more games to get to. One that, you know, as of now, no issues, but, you know, with the whole Patriots thing and the Gilmore thing and, you know, who knows. But Kansas City is home still. They are hosting Las Vegas. Las Vegas, who's been pretty tough, played pretty solid. You know, wasn't great last week, but has competed. 13-point dog in KC. Elliot, you're up first on this one.
So this line surprised me. Like, when I was looking at him and I saw...
Me too. I was expecting like 9 or 10 or something like that.
Yeah. And I saw the 13.5 for Baltimore. I was like, okay, well, that's going to be easily the biggest line of the weekend. Las Vegas is not a bad team. Like, I mean, I can see Kansas City getting 13 points. Like, and they very well could win the game by 13. But I was very surprised that it was this large. Now, that being said, I'm not going to bet against Kansas City, like, flat out. I'm not going to be sitting here hoping that the Las Vegas keeps it close, right? So I will take the 13 points, but I was just very surprised how large that line was.
Yeah, me too. And generally, when I see that type of stuff where I expect a line to be somewhere and it's like 4 points past, I will usually take the team that is getting those points because it's usually like, oh, that feels like value to me. Where
they
the line
want you to bet the they want
exactly
you to bet Las Vegas
Elliot.
Here.
That's exactly right. That's the perfect way to put it. And yet I'm with you. I can't do it. I can't go against KC. I just see myself sitting there in the third quarter and KC's up 20, and I'm like, what was I thinking? Why did I do that? And I could make an argument. It's a division game. Las Vegas has played well. I can't do it in KC. They've been great there. They do have some fans in those games, a small advantage or whatever. But look, even against New England the other night, they stunk. KC did not play well, and they still won the game by 16. And I know it was against Brian Hoyer, but I just think KC's too good right now, and I'm not going to bet him against him. It might be a mistake. Maybe Las Vegas keeps it close. Maybe they get a garbage time touchdown at the end to cover, but I'm not betting against them. All right, this is one that is very interesting to me, as we just saw the San Francisco team lose, of course, to our Eagles out in San Francisco, a similar type of line. Now it is Miami heading in to face San Francisco. Miami has been pretty frisky. You know how I feel about them. They are an 8.5-point underdog. And Elliot, I'm back to rolling with my Dolphins,
all right,
baby.
There we go.
I don't feel great about this one. This is not one I would put my own money on. It's one of those weird lines where it just feels like it should be 7. Like, I feel like to our point with the last one, I feel like I'm getting a couple. A free point and a half here. Miami is, for the most part, you know, they've been beaten soundly once, but for the most part, they've been in every game they've played, you know, not moving to Tua yet. I think Fitzpatrick, like him or hate him, gives them a chance to compete each week out there. And again, San Francisco's beat up, and it's probably going to be C.J. Beathard, or if not, a very limited Jimmy Garoppolo back in the lineup. And I know Beathard looked good in the end against Eagles, but he's still C.J. Beathard. I think San Francisco wins, but 8.5 is too many points for me. I'm going to take Miami.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how this line changes once Garoppolo's status becomes more like,
clear.
Concrete.
Yeah,
because 8.5, I mean, look, that San Francisco I saw on Sunday night, and not taking it away from the Eagles, but they did not look good. Nick Mullins looked terrible. I don't think C.J. Beathard, like, over a full game is going to play like he did for those final two drives. And what really stuck out to me about San Francisco was, and credit to the Eagles, but their weapons on offense aren't as great as you would think. I mean, George Kittle's obviously dominant. Brandon Ayuk had that one great play. But if you don't have a good quarterback there, I mean, you're in major trouble. So I'm actually going to roll with you this week and take the Dolphins with 8.5. Just because I don't even feel great about picking a winner in this game. I guess I would pick San Francisco. But so if I'm 50-50 on it and I get 8.5 points one way, I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, I think that should be a rule. Always, if you're not sure who's going to win and you're getting a bunch of points on one side, that's definitely the way to roll with them. And look, like I've been rolling with Miami a lot this year because I think they're well coached. I think Brian Flores is a good coach who's going to have them up and ready. So I think that's an interesting game to watch to get a better feel for who San Francisco is. All right, this is, for me at least, I don't know about you, for me, this was the toughest game on the slate to pick. I really went back and forth on it. I've struggled with it. Indianapolis at Cleveland. Cleveland is a 2-point home dog. Both these teams have played well. Both these teams are 3-1. Both these teams have kind of exceeded expectations through the first quarter of the season. Elliot, which way are you going on this one?
So what impressed me about Cleveland, obviously, was how much they ran the ball against Dallas. That's not exactly breaking news. They were completely dominant on the ground. I think Indianapolis's defense, I mean, I think they're number one in the league right now.
They are. Like, you are correct.
So I'll take the defense in this one. I think the Indianapolis wins the game outright. Now, I've been down on Cleveland all year. It looks like I'm going to be wrong about that. But if I think Indianapolis is going to win outright, 2 points is not really swaying me either way. I'm basically just picking a winner right now. So I'm going to take Indianapolis, and I guess they'll have to cover by two. But I think they're going to win the game outright.
Yeah, that's where I ended up with. I went back and forth because I do think Cleveland is pretty solid. But no Nick Chubb. I know they survived against Dallas, but I think we might learn, and certainly we've seen it so far, but by the end of the year, that Dallas is one of the worst rush defenses in football.
Yes.
They've certainly played that way so far. So while I was impressed with what Cleveland did, I think that I'm not going to take it too far with how impressed I am. I think the opponent matters, though. I think Kevin Stefanski's made a difference there. It seems like he kind of knows what he's doing. He's kind of stabilized things a little bit. I just ultimately, when it comes down to it, you mention it, I think that the Indianapolis defense is the best thing in this game. And I think the Indianapolis offensive line might be the second best thing in this game. So ultimately, I'm going to roll with the Colts in a situation where I just think they're a better football team. I think they're better coached. I think all around, they're more ready to move to 4-1 than Cleveland is. So I'm with you. I will lay the 2 points. I feel pretty good about it, but that's a good game, and I could see it going either way.
It's one of
the best
games of the weekend.
Yeah, without question. It's a rough weekend. It's a rough weekend for games, but I agree with you. It is absolutely one of the best on the board. We still have a couple decent ones left. This next one is not that, though. New York Giants heading in to take on Dallas. Dallas is a 10-point home favorite. I'm up first on this one. I am of two minds on this. I really struggle with this because I think Dallas stinks. I really do, at least right now. And again, I still think they're the most talented team in the division, no question. And ultimately, if I have to pick who's going to win the division at 7-9 or whatever it is, I'll take Dallas still. I still think they're the best team. But they are bad, man. Right now, they are not well coached. Their defense is a real issue. And I feel about the Giants. I think Joe Judge is, a disaster. I think they're a disaster. But they did just go in L.A. last week and really play the Rams tough. They were, 14-point underdog and only lost by 8 or 9 points or whatever it was. So I'm really torn on this. I think Dallas wins the football game. But division matchup, a Giants team that is bad but plays hard, at least. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm getting almost sick to my stomach thinking about the fact that I'm about to bet on Joe Judge, but I'm betting on Joe Judge. 10 points is just too many points. Dallas wins, but 10 points is crazy. They are not good enough to be 10 points over anybody. I'll take the Giants, and I'll hold my nose.
All right, so this is why I feel very confident that Dallas will cover. The Giants are painful to watch on offense. Like, I know they kept it close against the Rams, but they still didn't score a lot of points in that game. Every time I watch the Giants, they are struggling to get in the end zone. They shoot themselves in the foot. They don't score a lot of points. I think even against a bad Dallas defense, they're going to struggle to do that. They have no weapons whatsoever. We all know that Daniel Jones is a turnover machine. So I see the logic of Dallas is playing really poorly right now. To bet 10 points on anybody when you're playing that poorly is risky. In fact, their defense isn't great. But Dallas does score a lot of points. Like, and I know some of those come in garbage time, but they can get into the 30s like fairly easily. The Giants might not get into the 30s like more than twice all year. So I am going to pick Dallas minus 10. I think this is like a bounce back, get right game for them. And I just think the Giants are worse, like flat out. I think that they're by far and away, you talked about it in Indianapolis and Cleveland, but the best unit in this game is the Dallas offense, flat out. And I think they're going to score points. So I will take the minus 10.
Yeah. You're probably right. I'm probably going to regret this pick, but
well, I hope you.
I just think 10 points. Yeah, I bet. I think 10 points is just too much for Dallas, and they have to show me, and they have to prove it to me. So, I feel like I've already lost this one, but I'm gonna go down with the ship. All right, two games left. Sunday night or Monday night are both interesting in their own way. Certainly, not the best games, but I think interesting games. Get a feel for a couple of these teams and where they're at. Sunday nighter. Minnesota finally wins a football game, and now they have to go to Seattle, and they are a 7-point underdog in Seattle. Elliot, you're up first on this one.
This is going to be a hard one for Eagles fans to watch. This is going to be tough because on Minnesota, you got Justin Jefferson. Seattle, you got DK Metcalf. Yep. And look, I think that when you talk about like one receiver killing it with one team, you can't always say he would just come to Philadelphia and do that, right? I mean, there's different offenses. The Eagles are not operating a high level on offense right now. That being said, Justin Jefferson and DK Metcalf would both be killing it with the Eagles. Yep. Those guys are so talented. Yep. It's so funny to think of prior to the draft. Like, and I was a little bit on this train as well with the, can Justin Jefferson play on the outside? Like, yes, Justin Jefferson's a phenomenal receiver. DK Metcalf is unreal. Like, Russell Wilson throws a great deep ball. But I had someone tweet me today, like, Justin Jefferson's a possession receiver. Like, he's third in the league in yards per catch. So I think he's a little more than a possession receiver. As for this game, I would just recommend Eagles fans stay away and don't watch it, because it's just going to be tough to see. I'm going to take Seattle with the points, though. I think Seattle's one of the best teams in the league. Minnesota is not, obviously. This is prime time. I think Seattle shows up, and I take Seattle -7.
Yeah, I feel actually really good about taking Seattle. I know Minnesota won a game. I still think they're a bad football team. I've not been impressed by them from what I've seen from them. Definitely agree that Justin Jefferson's that dude, and I knew he would be, and I'm super bummed. I'm super bummed. I'm super,
so good.
I'm not kidding you. Like, the Metcalf thing bothers me. It definitely does, but I didn't think DK – I understood the physical freak he was, but I thought DK Metcalf was a project. I never expect him to be this good this quick. I was okay with them passing on him in that spot. You know, anyone who listens knows – all I wanted them to do was take Justin Jefferson this year. Like, that
he's
was
so
my,
good.
That was my guy. Like, so, yeah. So that one hurts me even more. Like, the DK Metcalf one sucks too, especially because I think Rager is going to be better than Arthega Whiteside. So from that perspective, like, it's such a drop off from Metcalf to Arthega Whiteside. But for me personally, like, I knew Justin Jefferson was the pick. I thought they were going to take him when they got on the clock and he was there and they didn't. So that one hurts the most for me.
And look, I get Rager's hurt just really quick, and I'm not trying to, like, make this a hate on Rager segment. Rager's not going to be as good as Justin Jefferson.
He's just not.
He's not. Yeah. Like, he was brought to be a deep threat, and maybe he ends up being that. He is not going to do what Justin Jefferson is doing. And I'm sorry.
It hurts, Ellie. It really hurts. Yeah, I get sick to my stomach. He's the one player in the NFL right now who, when I think about him, I get sick to my stomach because he should be an Eagle Green, and it sucks. I'm with you, though. I'm taking Seattle. I just think they're an all-around better team. I think Russ in prime time is going to shred this struggling Minnesota defense. I feel really good about that one. All right, last one. Monday Night Football. Two teams that it's hard to really get a feel for who they are. The Chargers, you know, Justin Herbert looks pretty good, but they seem to continue to do Chargers things and screw up games at the end and all that. And New Orleans, you know, got by Detroit. They're 2-2. They haven't been very inspiring so far. Michael Thomas, I don't know if he'll be back or not, but these are two teams that it's hard to get a read on, and yet New Orleans an 8-point home favorite in this one. Elliot, I went back and forth on this. If they had fans in the stands in New Orleans for this one, I would feel really good about taking New Orleans. The Chargers are frisky, though, and they play tight games. So while I think New Orleans is going to win the game, I think LA keeps it close. I don't think they pull away. Just like last week with Detroit, New Orleans just doesn't feel like a team that's going to pull away from teams right now. I'm going to take the 8 points and not feel great about it.
So where I agree with you, obviously they are frisky, but I would compare the Chargers a little bit to Cincinnati. I think they're better than Cincinnati. But when you have a good quarterback that's playing at a high level, you're going to be competitive, just flat out. And I think Justin Herbert is good. Now, we'll see if he can do it from the long stretch. I have less faith that he'll be good over a long stretch as I do Joe Burrow. But I do think he's playing at a high level right now. I think your point about the fans is a good one. New Orleans is the toughest place in the league to play when there's fans there, but there's not. And I think the Chargers all year are going to be just like in games, and I think Herbert could potentially put them over the top. I don't think they're going to win the game, but I'm also going to take them with the points. 8 points is a lot of points.
Yeah, I'm with you, especially for a Saints team that hasn't shown it to us yet. And we don't know. Look, if I knew Michael Thomas was going to be out there and 100% healthy and all that, maybe that would sway me, because it clearly is a different offense without that guy out there. But even still, I just think the Chargers deserve to be a less than a touchdown dog in this game, and they're more than a touchdown, so I feel pretty good about it. All right, it's exciting. I can't wait from you know, as excited as I am now, you're gonna go 11-4 this week. I'm gonna go 6-9, and then it's all back to where it was, right? I mean, come on.
So, all right, we have a little bit of Eagles news. Just minor enough to discuss at the end of this pod. Are you ready?
That's what I'm talking. My favorite kind of news.
The Eagles have claimed tackle Brett Toth off of waivers. Remember him?
Ah, of course. He was the Army guy, right?
Yes.
Where did he go? Arizona or something, right?
Arizona, yep. And they claimed him. So
sure.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. I mean, I thought he was going to be kind of good when they signed him. I mean, he got cut, so obviously he can't be that great, or at least doing that great. I think it's a sign JP is probably out a little bit longer than
Well, along those lines, and we'll dive into this more tomorrow on our preview pod, but cool. I want Jordan Mailata to play. That's where I'm at. I don't want Jason Peters to be the tackle anymore.
I agree with you. So we will definitely discuss that tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a lot to get into. Want to talk about the youth. Like, that's something we're definitely going to talk about tomorrow. We've talked about the young wide receivers and stuff, but I do think that's interesting, and obviously we'll die. It's a big game. Look, again, we'll pick it tomorrow, but the Eagles are a 7-point dog in Pittsburgh. Fans will be allowed in there first time this season, first time Eagles will play in front of fans this season. It's a big game. Like, it's a big game. It's the type of game where, again, they're only a 7-point dog. We saw them as a bigger dog go to San Francisco and win. Again, I'm not saying where I'm picking yet, but, like, they could go win in Pittsburgh. I'm not saying I expect them to, but they could. And if they do, like, all of a sudden, I think if they can go into Pittsburgh and beat this Pittsburgh team, the entire fan base is looking at the season in a different way.
Oh, for sure. Now, look, we'll get into the preview pod. I'll hold my thoughts on the game.
Hold the thoughts, because I got a lot of thoughts, too. So that'll come out tomorrow. Check it out. Of course, rate and review the podcast. As soon as we get to 2,000 five-star reviews, we're going to take the SATs, post it, make fools of ourselves, and we will have a bet for us by next week, which I've said every single week so far. But I think next week's going to be the week, Elliot. I believe it.
We'll see how I do. We'll see how my picks
go. There it is. I like it. All right. Again, download the Park Sportsbook Casino app. You can bet on every single game we talked about here. Until tomorrow, he's Elliot. I'm James. We'll see you guys later.